Welcome to week 4 of the Blackhawk Lent Series podcast. This week's reflection from Mike Hughes, Blackhawk's pastor of College Age Ministry, will focus on the practice of gathering in worship.
I grew up in a Catholic church that was pretty geriatric, and it would be more than fair to say that the music reflected that. My wife and I grew up in the same Catholic parish. We've known each other for 14 years, and because of how well we know each other, she is completely immune to my sense of humor. After most of my attempts at jokes, she'll flash me a look that says, "Oh, aren't you cute?" or, "Man, you are lucky that I love you." But some nights, the only way that I know to get her laughing is a warbly falsetto impersonation of one of the older women who used to lead us in on Eagle's Wings or Here I Am, Lord. I'm sure you could find those on YouTube if you really want to know. In college, I started attending Blackhawk, and the music fascinated me. Everyone around me seemed so focused and into what was being said in the songs, and the leaders were so good at what they did. It wasn't the church music I was used to, but still, it seemed like I was missing something. As I looked around me, I'd see people lifting their arms and closing their eyes and focusing on what they were saying, and it looked like they were having a genuine experience of some sort. And it felt like an experience that was closed off to me. My relationship with God felt real until the music started, then I felt alone. I remember trying to imitate the things I was seeing. I'd raise a hand or pump a fist. I'd close my eyes so tight that I'd see little flashes of tie-dye in the darkness. And this isn't a story about how I experienced God and He changed my experience of worshiping Him through music. I still feel the same way. I love music, but in the church, it's never provoked the feelings or realizations that it seems to bring about for others. As a student and now as a pastor, I've sat in the back row at worship conferences, watching everyone around me singing disarmingly loud with tears in their eyes, and I wonder if I'm the only one in the room who's broken. I've watched people I deeply respect and who I want to emulate talk about what worship means to them, and it makes me doubt my faith. It's made me feel like I can't worship the God that I seek to know and live my life for. A couple years ago, I was reading an essay by a culture writer named John Jeremiah Sullivan. He was assigned to cover a Christian music festival, and seeing his outsider's perspective was a flashback to my first year at Blackhawk. Nestled between two paragraphs, this sentence took me aback. Mornings at the festival were about praise and worship, a new form of Christian rock in which the band and the audience sing all together as loud as they can directly to God. It gets rather intense. Right there, the ritual that I have never been able to feel at home in. It was laid out plain in simple words. I can't communicate how freeing this sentence was for me, as I understood that when my church sings, they're doing so in a way that makes sense for them culturally and personally. The word that really stood out was new. Singing is, of course, it's nothing new to Christianity, generation after generation. We've narrowed our idea of what worship really means, and then in the next generation, they knock that idea down and start all over again. That made me think. I think about how often we boil down worship to what simply works for us as we try to communicate our love for God. And I think about how that's actually okay. It's beautiful. Everything we do is shaped by our culture, and God meets us there. But God isn't limited by it. I think of the Jewish people who saw their time in the temple as worship, and about God pushing them through the prophet Hosea to broaden their understanding of worship. He desired mercy, changed lives, and He desired acknowledgement that they would pause and understand who God is and who they are before Him. I think of monks living in vows of silence as an act of worship and devotion. I think of countless artists who've worshiped through their work, fighting to express the inexpressible realities of what God is to them. I think of my childhood Catholic church, singing hymns written hundreds of years ago, connecting with their family and their faith background, understanding that these connections were created by a merciful God. I think of my friend Mike, who talks about waking up in the morning to serve food at a local shelter, with a mix of reverence, respect, and happiness, which I've always struggled to understand. It seems to be wrapped up in the idea of trying to live out the love he has for God. Then I think about myself. I think about the walks that I take, usually at night, by myself. How there are days when it's the only time that I feel I can sort through the things I've experienced. My doubts, the hard things, the beautiful things. I breathe in the cold air, I look at the trees and the windows lit up in my neighborhood, and I'm filled with a reminder of who God is and who I am before Him. It's a moment of acknowledgement, a reminder that keeps me face towards Jesus. It's worship. Think about the faces of my friends at Blackhawk as we sing together, reminding themselves of who God is and who they are before Him. Their voices remind me too. I usually just stand there, listening more than I sing. And then I go home, I wait for the sun to go down, and I go on a walk. So now we'll take a couple of minutes to reflect on several questions about worship. I'll share each question, and you can pause to reflect and respond to each one in prayer. How do you worship? What's your experience with corporate worship? What are a couple practices or activities that you could do this week to engage in the practice of worship?
Thanks for joining us for week 4 of the Blackhawk Lent Series podcast. Listen in next week as Ann Pierce, Blackhawk's care coordinator, reflects on the practice of almsgiving, or giving to the poor.